your four-day trip. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. President Biden arriving in Tel Aviv to kick off his trip to the Middle East. As Fox's Peter Ducey reports from Jerusalem, there are some new COVID-19 protocols.
The White House came up with an alternative to handshaking. It's a long line of fist bumps. This is how it's supposed to be the whole trip, which means that none of the leaders here in Israel or Saudi Arabia can count on a photo shaking hands with the president, except apparently Benjamin Netanyahu, the former prime minister, current opposition leader, who Biden shook hands with just a few minutes after landing, breaking this rule that White House officials say was implemented by the president's doctor. Officials say that the president's doctor wants to limit contact to reduce the risk of COVID.
Meanwhile, stocks are falling on Wall Street after a highly anticipated report on inflation turned out to be even worse than expected.
Food up 10%, energy 41% compared to a year ago. Gasoline, close to 60% increase compared to this time last year, and shelter costs up 5% from last year. Prices on all items tracked by this report up 9.1% on average from last year. The White House thought this report was going to be bad, even tried to put a positive spin on it before it came out. On Tuesday, the White House releasing a memo claiming that since gas prices are now falling, it doesn't think this report reflects reality. A top economic advisor writing that the June CPI data will largely not reflect the substantial declines in gas prices that we've seen since mid-June.
Fox's Mark Meredith. And military officials from Russia and Ukraine holding their government's first face-to-face talks in months today. The Ukrainian foreign minister says grain exports from his country's ports won't resume without security guarantees for ship owners, telling the Associated Press ahead of the meeting that any agreement needs to ensure Russia will respect these corridors and that they will not sneak into the harbor and attack ports. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh could face charges related to his wife and son's murder.
Sources tell South Carolina-based Fitz News investigators with SLED, the state law enforcement division, are scheduled to present evidence to a grand jury Thursday that implicates Murdaugh in the June 2021 shooting deaths of his 52-year-old wife Maggie and their 22-year-old son Paul. SLED officials would not confirm this, but an attorney representing Alex Murdaugh tells Fox News, quote, "I am aware that SLED advised the family that they intend to seek murder indictments from a grand jury later this week." On Tuesday, the South Carolina Supreme Court disbarred Murdaugh, citing his admissions of financial misconduct and indictments on more than 80 criminal charges. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
And authorities say the bodies of a man and three young children were found in an Indianapolis pond, along with a submerged car, amid a search for a father and his kids who went missing after leaving for a planned fishing trip there. The bodies had not been positively identified, but police said Wednesday that they were found along with a vehicle matching the description of a car driven by 27-year-old Kyle Mormon, who has been missing since July 6, when he left to go fishing with his three children. Plus, charges are filed in Los Angeles in the assault against U.S. Olympian Kim Glass.
Embattled L.A. County D.A. George Gascon charging a man with assault with a deadly weapon for allegedly attacking Kim Glass in broad daylight with a metal bolt last week that left the former U.S. women's volleyball player bloodied and bruised as she left a restaurant in downtown L.A. The suspect, 51-year-old Simeon Tesfamerian,
was out on parole for an unrelated assault with a deadly weapon charge back in December.
LAPD Captain Elaine Morales in a city that's swept up in a crime wave that's also led to efforts to recall D.A. Gascon over what many say are his soft on crime policies.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.